Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Welcome back, Joe Giganti, your Regular Joe. Sorry, just saw one of our official memer here at the Regular Joe Show sent in a new bumper sticker meme. This is awesome. It is a silver alert. Have you seen this man last seen wandering around Washington, D.C., telling people he is president? Of course, there's a picture of Joe Biden. Now, I've seen the other one you sent, Biden for Nursing Home 2024. I think he needs full-time care. Now, just quickly, I have to say, Terry wrote in, before I even play these cuts, he said, oh, it's just white noise, referring to the rallies. He said, fact is, we cannot judge popularity of Trump or Biden based on the number of people they draw to a rally. Dems just don't go to rallies. The polls prove that out. Rallies are a false hope. Now, first of all, Terry, I'm not saying base it on official rallies in the sense of... when Trump shows up and 25,000 people come out, I'm talking about just the impromptu response when Trump goes to a Chick-fil-A or a bodega in New York City. Not just the number of people, just the reaction to when he's there. And putting the two next to each other, there's a fair comparison in terms of the enthusiasm or lack thereof. For example, Joe Biden went into the sheets yesterday. Ostensibly, he was going to pick up, I guess he was picking up food to drop off at the airport to union workers there. The entirety of everything that went on was not only staged and controlled, but as you'll hear, the only audible response that he gets are his people trying to keep the actual everyday Americans away from Joe Biden. Cut number 16, here he is going in, trying to put on a show that people are happy to see him at Sheetz. Now, that's not the Secret Service. That's his handlers telling people, stop, stop, stop. Some of them are citizen journalists. Then they don't want the cameras to get any closer to go to show what's going on. There was no interest. He walks in. There's some kids. They stare at him kind of weird and smile kind of awkwardly. He moves on. Nobody's calling his name. No one's excited to see him. And while, again, this doesn't determine the polls in terms of who's going to vote, I agree with you there, Terry. But there's no denying cut number 20. Here's Donald Trump showing up in Harlem at a bodega, and this is the response he gets. Primarily, these are kids you're hearing.
I love you, Trump!
I love you, Trump!
We love Trump!
I love you, Trump!
We love Trump!
I love you, Trump!
We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump!
as he's trying to speak at the very event. Cut 19. He's being chanted over by an excited crowd.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out. So running for president, we're putting a big hit on New York. We think we can win New York with 500,000 migrants that poured in and take over the parks. They took over your hotels. They take over everything. It's no good. And you know what they've done? They've destroyed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. We're going to have to do something because no country can sustain it. These are prisoners and people from mental institutions, largely them.
And my point in sharing it, no, this doesn't determine how many votes each people get. But by the way, polls in terms of you know, as we said, Quinnipiac and all these, not, again, grain of salt. Ultimately, what it shows, and we're seeing it actually in reliable polling, consistently in polling, we're seeing it anecdotally everywhere we go. There's very little excitement for Joe Biden in any quarter other than the mainstream media who are being paid to be cheerleaders. Conversely, and this is where we'll get into the Mayorkas situation, by their own actions, they are encouraging people to support Trump.
The Regular Joe Show.